Good morning. Welcome to worship on this second Sunday of June, a Pentecost Sunday. And nice to see some red in the congregation this morning. Good news, announcements you wish to share this morning? Deja vu, huh? It didn't sound rusty to me. Good to have you back. Others? David. That's right. Oh, sure, yeah. You never know. Well, that's good news. Others? Helen? Yes, she was. That's right. Mm-hmm. Oh, good. I'm glad you were able to be there. Glad you were both there. Mm-hmm. Elliot is her name. And if you ever meet Elliot, maybe you have, she looks a lot like Judy and has reddish hair like Judy had in her younger days. Yep, nice young lady. We had lunch with her a couple weeks ago. Yeah, probably about the same time. So, no, Elliot is in St. Paul, and she is going to seminary, Unitarian Seminary up in St. Paul. So she's been studying for several years. Other things? Sure. Yep. New chapter. Others. Phil. Yeah. Good. Okay. Becky. Wow. That is huge. That's great news. More? We had a great rain earlier this week, much needed rain and not too much rain, and it came pretty darn nice except for maybe a storm early on Tuesday morning. But we're thankful for that. It's always good news to get some rain, even though it made the grass grow. But we'll take it. Mahana. Liz mentioned Mahana, that Adeline received a scholarship. But last Sunday afternoon, we had our Mahana scholarship reunion. And that went really well. We had, I didn't count total students recipients, past and present, but I would guess eight or so. And we asked folk that had received a scholarship, if they weren't able to be here, to write a letter, and we had 17 of those. And from time to time, it was suggested after the gathering last Sunday that we might read and share one of those with you all in worship, and we will do that this morning before the call to worship. I'm going to ask Larry to read that. In connection to that, lots of folk brought cookies, and we have lots of leftovers. So thank you for that. And if you go to check out the cookie tray, there are probably at least six different varieties of treats on there. So if there's not something, if there's something, or there's not anything on there you like, it's your own fault. But we're happy about that. Party in the Park. Our first Party in the Park was Wednesday evening. We were there with cotton candy and snow cones, so we went through 40 pounds of ice. And I don't know how many cotton candy. The kids kept asking how many we'd served. I have no idea. We don't count anymore. We can't count. We're too busy. The line starts before we're ready to go, and it ends when we tell them it's over, because they'll keep coming. But So we had a good time with that. And there's two more parties in the park and one kids' bash coming up here in the next several months. Yes, Josie was out to help, Sky was there to help, and Austin Whitaker, they like to help, so until they get bored, and then they leave. But they've got friends and things to be with, too. Yeah, but so, Sky stayed the whole time, but it gets old. So one of the parents asked me, does my wrist get tired of going like this for 2 hours? No, but I'm probably a candidate for carpal tunnel someday. Anything else? Before I have Larry come and read the letter we'll share with you this morning, call your attention to the announcements on the back of the bulletin. Pam and I will be on vacation this coming week. Starting tomorrow, I'll be back in the office on the 17th. So Dave Skilling, as he has in the past, so graciously has in the past, will be covering for me while I'm away. So the Dave's number is in the bulletin. Give Dave a call if you have need pastoral assistance. The Daily Bread, June, July, August devotional, still on the cart. Pick one up if you haven't done so. Thanks to David in advance for leading worship next Sunday while Pam and I are on vacation. And the 17th, that's a week from this Tuesday, is the care team dinner. Details, except for needing help to serve, everything I think is organized and set up. So this is, I think, our third year that we've done this. And we ought to have it down by now. But it'll be similar to last year. Donated meat from Smithfield, buns, almost everything is donated, so we appreciate that. So if you're able to help on that Tuesday afternoon, starting at 4:30, I don't know what time we need to be there or ahead of time. We'll find out. You'll find out next week. And of course today, strengthen the church offering, one of the 5 for 5 offerings, we'll be taking that today. And birthdays, we forgot to put the birthdays in last week, so we got last week's and this week's in the bulletin. Karen West's birthday was last week. Becky's birthday was last week. Ashley's birthday was last week. Anita's birthday is today. Luke Terhark and Shelley Terhark both have birthdays this coming week. But we'll sing a happy birthday to Becky since she's here this morning. Happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday dear Becky, happy birthday to you. And I'll invite Larry to come forward and share that letter with you.
Then I'll invite Sandy to come up and share.
Oh, okay, thank you.
Dear First Congregational Church in the Gladys Mahaina Scholarship Committee, my name is Emma Elsbecker. Along with minors in mental health and family studies. I am incredibly honored to have been the recipient of the Gladys Mahaina Scholarship, and I want to extend my deepest gratitude for this generous gift. It has made a tremendous impact on my life. My passion lies in the counseling profession, which is why I chose to pursue a degree in psychology. I'm excited to share that I have been accepted into UNI School Counseling Master's Program beginning in fall 2025. This opportunity allows me to continue pursuing my dream of helping others through meaningful and compassionate work in schools and communities. As the daughter of a teacher and a local hairstylist, and with 2 siblings, my family has not been in a position to contribute financially to my education. Throughout my undergraduate years, I have worked at least 20 hours a week to cover living expenses and tuition. Receiving the scholarship for my senior year helped ease that financial burden significantly. It allowed me to focus more on my studies rather than worry about how to make ends meet or to take on additional student debt. Thanks to this support, I was able to graduate with a 3.8 GPA and earn a place on the dean's list for both semesters of my final year. The scholarship not only helped relieve financial pressure, but also enabled me to fully dedicate myself to my academic and personal growth. Receiving a scholarship from a church community also holds a special meaning for me. In March 2024, I gave my life to Jesus, and just 3 months later, I was awarded this scholarship by the First Congregational Church in Algona. It felt like a blessing directly from God, affirming my faith and encouraging me on this journey. Thank you once again for your incredible generosity. The Gladys Mahaina Scholarship has truly made a lasting difference in my life, and I am beyond grateful. With heartfelt thanks, Emma
Elsbecker. Now, those who are able, please stand for the call to worship.
With a rush of wind and kisses of fire, God's Spirit invites us to dance. As dust is shaken off our souls and our hearts are stirred, we take her hand in joy. Our tongues touched with flames, with hope tingling our tongues, we utter words lodged deep in our souls. The breath of God fills our lungs so we can sing God's praises. Come, Holy Spirit, come, blowing away our weariness and rekindling our faith. Blessed by the Spirit, given new life by the Spirit, we worship our God this day. Our opening hymn is number 334. Let's join together in our opening prayer. God of wind and flame, pour out your Holy Spirit on a world in need of Pentecost fire. Fill your people with courage and power, and see our hearts ablaze, that our young may have visions and our elders may dream dreams. Ignite passion within us to spread the good news of your salvation through Jesus our Savior. Amen.
Here it is. Kind of noisy this morning, huh? Hint. There are seven things in here this morning. None of them are breakable, so whoever is wants to risk trying to guess what's in here, you can shake, you can squeeze, you can't peek. But you can do anything else that you would like to do to it, except no hitting anybody else with it. We're going to be kind this morning. So who's bold enough? Who's moved by the Spirit this morning to check out the Red Bang? Play dishes, okay? It might be. Anybody else? I should have been making a list all these years of the guesses, because some of them have been really unique, and I should have kept track of them. There's a bowl. and maybe some silverware. Anybody else? Pam can't play because she kind of knows what's in it again. Yeah, seven something. Anybody else, or is the suspense just too much? Time for the reveal. All right. Well, you're right. There's dishes in here. There's this mixing bowl. I think we'll put them up here near Jesus. There's another pan. That was the clangy one. If we've got a mixing bowl and a pan, it's probably going to bake something, right? So there's a cake mix. Ah, okay. So we got a cake mix. There's a, well, let's see, where is it? There it is. If you're going to mix up a cake, you got to have a spoon to stir it, right? What else? Oh, that comes later. Oh, after you bake the cake, you got to frost it, right? Well, you don't have to, but it's better. And if you're going to frost it, you got to have a knife. And after it's done, after you've baked it and frosted it, you got to eat it, right? You just don't look at it, so you got to have a fork. If you're civilized, otherwise you can just eat with your hands. That's it. Why? There's all that stuff in there. It's the birthday of the church. We're baking a birthday cake. Very good. Yeah, Pentecost is Sunday. Is the bestowing of the Holy Spirit is often referred to as the birthday of the church. And one way that we celebrate that is to wear red, bake a cake, sing happy birthday to the church. So let's do that. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear church. Happy birthday to you. And many more. Let's pray. God, today we celebrate. Celebrate the Spirit coming down upon all of us. The creation of the church, the official establishment of the church. We thank you for the ministry that the church, Big C Church, has done throughout history. We pray that it will continue to be a beacon of hope, a vision of God's realm for everyone. Amen. We lock our doors, shutter the windows, huddle in silence, hoping that God will not care about our foolish lives, our painful choices, our hurtful words. Yet rather than breaking into shame and punish us, God's Spirit blows into our lives, bringing new hope, new life, new words to offer us. So please join with me as we pray together our prayer of confession. You send your Spirit to rattle our windows, inspiring God, and we call for repairs. You long to set us free from our hiding places, but we try our best to cling to the familiar. You want to create your beloved community with all of us, but we hold tight to old grudges and keep highlighting our differences. But you do not let a little thing like fear's bolt get in your way of transforming our lives, locksmith of love. There is no door too thick that you cannot open to be with us. There are no windows which can keep your Spirit from breathing new life into us. There is no hiding place where Jesus, who promised to be with us, will not find us to place our hands, our hearts, our lives into the Spirit who is our companion. Not with judgment, friends. The Spirit comes with forgiveness. Not with angry words. The Spirit comes with grace. Not with a sentence of shame. The Spirit comes with love. The Advocate comes to remind us that we are forgiven, filled with new life, and sent out to share. This is the good news today and indeed every day. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Our first reading this morning comes from the letter to the Romans. Those who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. For the Spirit of God does not enslave you and trap you in fear. Instead, through the Spirit, God has adopted you as children. And by that Spirit, we cry out, Abba. God's Spirit joins with our spirit to declare that we are God's children. And if we are children, we are heirs as well. Heirs of God and co-heirs of Christ, sharing in Christ's suffering and sharing in Christ's glory. Our affirmation of faith is in your bulletin. We invite you to rise as you're able as we join together in affirming our faith. We trust in God, the Holy Spirit, everywhere the giver and renewer of life. The Spirit justifies us by grace through faith, sets us free to accept ourselves and to love God and neighbor, and binds us together with all believers in the one body of Christ, the Church. The same Spirit who inspired the prophets and apostles rules our faith and life in Jesus through Scripture, engages us through the word proclaimed, claims us in the waters of baptism, feeds us with the breath of life and the cup of salvation, and calls women and men to all ministries of the Church. In a broken and fearful world, the Spirit gives us courage to pray without ceasing, to witness among all peoples to Jesus as Savior, to unmask idolatries in church and culture, to hear the voices of peoples long silenced, and to work with others for justice, freedom, and peace.
Please be seated. Our focus scripture for this morning is, of course, the Pentecost story from the book of Acts, from the second chapter, verses 1 through 21. It's familiar to us. I share it with you this morning from the Good News Bible. When the day of Pentecost came, all the believers were gathered together in one place. Suddenly there was a noise from the sky which sounded like a strong wind blowing, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then they saw what looked like tongues of fire which spread out and touched each person there. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to talk in other languages as the Spirit enabled them to speak. There were Jews living in Jerusalem, religious people who had come from every country in the world. When they heard this noise, a large crowd gathered. They were all excited because all of them heard the believers talking in their own languages. In amazement and wonder, they exclaimed, "These people who are talking are Galileans. How is it then that all of us hear them speaking in our own native languages? We are from Parthia, Media, and Elam, from Mesopotamia, Judea, and Cappadocia, from Pontus and Asia, from Phrygia and Pamphylia, from Egypt and the regions of Libya near Cyrene. Some of us are from Rome, both Jews and Gentiles, converted to Judaism. And some of us are from Crete and Arabia. Yet all of us hear them speaking in our own languages about the great things that God has done." Amazed and confused, they kept asking each other, "What does this mean?" But others made fun of the believers, saying, "These people are drunk." Then Peter stood up with the other 11 apostles and in a loud voice began to speak to the crowd. "Fellow Jews and all of you who live in Jerusalem, listen to me and let me tell you what this means. These people are not drunk as you suppose. It is only 9 o'clock in the morning. Instead, this is what the prophet Joel spoke about. This is what I will do in those last days, says God. I will pour out my spirit on everyone. Your sons and daughters will proclaim my message. Your young men will see visions, and your old men will have dreams. Yes, even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they will proclaim my message. I will perform miracles in the sky above and wonders on the earth below. There will be blood, fire, and thick smoke. The sun will be darkened and the moon will turn red before the great and glorious day of God comes. Then whoever calls out to God for help will be saved. These are the words of our faith. Thanks be to God.
Well, of course, they wondered what was going on. Those folk that heard the believers speaking in different languages, a language other than their native language, wouldn't you wonder too? And what about the believers? They must have wondered what was going on. Not every day that a wind comes blowing through your house and tongues or flames of fire appear on your head. And not to mention the disciples. They'd been pondering this for a while. In the Gospel of John, Jesus tells his disciples before he is arrested and crucified that he's going to be leaving them and he's going to be sending the Advocate, the Spirit, to them. They must have wondered what that was all about and what that meant too. On this Pentecost Sunday, as we do on every Pentecost Sunday, we get dressed in red and we celebrate the birth of the church, the bestowing of the Holy Spirit upon those disciples and believers back then and on us believers right now. We still might want to take some time to think about, what does this mean? What's the meaning of this? If we can get past the biblical special effects of this story, get past the tongues of fire and the wind, all that, and dig a little deeper, that's where we find the meaning of this story. That's where we find what it means to receive the Holy Spirit, to use the Holy Spirit in our daily lives. First of all, the Spirit has some power, doesn't it? A mighty wind, tongues of fire. The Spirit is powerful. It has the power to motivate. To motivate believers into speaking out, doing the will of God, working for justice, working for peace. The Spirit can get past anything. Locked doors, windows, our own hardened hearts. Nobody is safe. The Spirit has the power to reach all people, for us to reach all people, in a language that they understand. Yeah, I know. Our default, we Americans, is that everybody speaks English, right? We know better. God is heard. The good news of God is heard in every language. Every possible language. And not only that, the Spirit speaks and acts through everybody. Not just a select few. I don't know how many times somebody has asked me to pray about a certain thing. Because I'm a pastor and because I have a great, great direct connection to God. I don't. We all have that same connection. We all have that power. But the Spirit speaks through everyone. Men and women, boys and girls, infants, everybody. Nobody is exempt from the Spirit's power. How can you tell? Do you know when the Spirit is speaking through you, motivating you? It's not easy. I'm not sure if it's even possible. And sometimes the Spirit is stealthy. You don't even know it's happening. Retired Eden Seminary President David Greenhaw, I remember clearly he preached on the Spirit one time. He says, how do you know whether you have the Spirit or indigestion? You don't. We don't.
But I think there are some signs. When anyone speaks, thinks, acts with the convictions of God and the convictions that God has that were taught to us by Jesus for peace, justice, inclusion, anything that has to do with the love of God, where those things are absent, the Spirit is there. There'll always be skeptics. There were back then. They're drunk. We may not be accused of being drunk today, but the skeptics are still out there. Any time that the Spirit speaks through us, acts through us, there are going to be those who don't like it, who are threatened by it, who will step forward and criticize and belittle. But the gospel can't be stopped. The Spirit won't let it. The Spirit won't let us. All of us are empowered by God. Baptism, the liturgy, the Holy Spirit be upon you, each and every one of us. Child of God, disciple of Christ, member of the church. The Spirit is here for us. The Spirit is here within us. The Spirit is here around us. And for that we can be grateful. Those who are led by the Spirit are children of God. That's what David shared with us just a little bit ago. We are the children of God. We are led by the Spirit. It is around us, within us, and within others. May we all use it faithfully. Amen.
Prayers for Michael McNeil and the team that he is traveling with to Ukraine to assist farmers with their crops. And it is a dangerous place to go. So we lift them up in prayer, and the people of Ukraine, the farmers of Ukraine, as they struggle to raise their crops with the inputs that they have. God, out of your steadfast love and care for us. Phil.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Prayers of thanksgiving for Christine Sansasi's diagnosis that was not cancer, but prayers for her as she struggles with pneumonia. God, out of your steadfast love and care for us. Yes, prayers for our immigrant community as they continue to live in fear. And especially, we're all aware of what's going on in Los Angeles right now. Lift up all those folk in prayer. God, out of your steadfast love and care for us. Larry. Yeah, prayers for Phil as he heads out on his motorcycle this week. Pray for safe travels for him, and that his bike holds together with all those modifications. So, God, out of your steadfast love and care for us. Prayers for Richard and Rebecca Vasquez. A week ago this Friday, I got a call from Dave Grinberg. He wanted to know if he had promised to do a non-member wedding, and he had promised that he would do that when their wedding time arrived, and he wasn't able to do that. So he asked me if I would do that, and I said, sure, I will do that. So I got in touch with Richard and Rebecca. We met last Tuesday. I asked them, have you met with David to talk about your wedding? No. So we threw a wedding together real quick, and it went very well. It was out at the Nature Center at Smith Lake. They were married yesterday afternoon. A joyous time. And so we lift up prayers for them as they begin their married life together. God, out of your steadfast love and care for us. Prayers for the family of Walter Brueggemann. You may be at least heard the name. Walter was a very well-respected, world-renowned theologian, Old Testament theologian. Was an instructor way before I attended Eden Seminary. Was dean there and also a professor of Old Testament. Went to Columbia Seminary from there to teach. Prolific writer, speaker. Walter died this past week at the age of 92. He leaves a wonderful legacy of biblical study. One of the few theologians that I'm aware of, at least in my opinion, whose scholarship through the years has not lost its effectiveness. Some of it gets outdated pretty fast, but not Walt.
And I was honored to hear him speak and meet him several times. But so we lift up, Walter, a prayer of thanksgiving for his ministry to the Church Universal, and lift up a prayer for his family as well, as they mourn his death, and we mourn his death. God, out of your steadfast love and care for us. Prayers for Greg Duncan. Greg is one of my coffee, Tuesday morning coffee regulars, and a good friend. We've been friends for almost the entire time that we've lived here in Algona. But Greg fell and broke his arm last week, and they haven't said it yet. This is a week ago that he did that, but he's going to have surgery tomorrow to set the arm, which is going to require a plate and some screws and a pretty serious break. So we lift up prayers for Greg as he undergoes surgery tomorrow. God, out of your steadfast love and care for us. Prayers for Adeline, as she is showered with rose petals this morning, and orientation, and all of that. It's an exciting time, and it's a stressful time, not just for Adeline, but for moms and dads, too. The first ones leaving the nest. How does that make you feel?
You know, she's never home anyway.
Okay. I had a pre-op physical. I'm having a hernia repaired this coming Friday morning, but I had a pre-op physical on Friday, and Dr. Van Tyker is our family physician, and so we were talking after the exam, such as it is, and I said, "How does it feel to be a parent of a graduate, a high school graduate?" And she looked at me and she said, "Old." Yeah, I remember, but she's excited too. Prayers for Adeline. God, out of your steadfast love and care for us. Let's join together in the prayer that Jesus taught. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Let's now present our morning offering.
Let's join together in our prayer of dedication. God of wind and flame, may our offering bring the warmth of your love, the glory of your holy flame, to those who are shaken by the buffeting winds all around us. Amen. Our closing song, 333.
this time of worship, this Pentecost Sunday, led by the Spirit that is within you, that is around you, that is within each and every one of us. Go forth speaking the language of love, which everybody understands, no matter what language they might speak. Go forth with courage and peace and confidence and strength in the one who goes with you. Amen.